Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Jacob of Icarus Jones. The band has just released a fantastic new record. It is called Motion, and I'm very excited to talk to him all about it. Jacob, I want to thank you so much for being here. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome, Austin. Thanks for having me.
Nothing better than an outside beer on the way to go see live music, in
That's
my
right.
opinion.
That's right. It's a different type of heat in Dallas. I think it's like 110 right now, but
That sounds
it's better than
disgusting.
Louisiana. Better than Louisiana. In
Sure.
Louisiana, I would be basically taking a shower outside
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm in LA right now
now.
and it's not doing me any favors, but at least it's not humid and wet out, you know?
Right.
So things could be way worse. And
Right.
obviously, I could talk about the weather all day, but you've got this brand new record out. And as I mentioned before we started recording, it is awesome. I've listened to it all the way through and I really, really enjoyed what I heard. It is called Motion. And the first thing that I really want to know about is, what is it about? Is it a series of, individual stories? Is there an overarching message? I want to hear all about it.
So, the record started out basically the history of the band. Paul Morang, our bassist, and I have been childhood friends, and we've been wanting to play music together for a while. About 7 years ago, he reached out to me and was like, "Hey, dude, let's start a blues jam band." So we did that, and the bare bones of four of the songs came together, and we liked them. So I recruited some guys that I played with. That was really great musicians from the area, and then it just kind of evolved. Like the songs that we had written before took on a brand new life. Like the first track, "What Lights We Are," is a completely different. What you hear on the record is completely different than the way it started 7 years
Okay.
ago, which is really, really cool. But as it kind of went through it, each there was no theme to it, so to speak, because there's like two different eras of the band, basically. But we were talking. My drummer works in a music store, and he's like, "Man, it seems like every song on the record has to do with getting somewhere, whether it be relationship-wise or like
Sure.
physically moving." He's like, "Dude, the LP should be called Motion." And the more we thought about it, it was like that is the perfect name for the record. So, in essence, I guess thematically, looking back on it, it's just about kind of moving, whether it be personally getting out of bad relationships or like physically just moving around, and that's kind of where Motion came from.
Love that. Another thing I really enjoyed about this record is that, like, stylistically and just in terms of sound, like, you've infused a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just a rock record, it's more than that. Like, it's got complexity and depth. How are you explaining this record to people when they ask, like, what kind of music are you making? Or just like, what's the label for it?
So we've actually struggled with that. It is a I think at its core, it's a rock and roll record. And I think if you appreciate rock and roll for what it's been throughout its history, all the subgenres always bubble up to that. So we have a lot of influences. Our guitar player is a huge Pink Floyd, Flaming Lips fan.
Sure.
I like probably more mainstream stuff. Our drummer loves math rock.
Okay.
So I think what we did a good job of is taking everybody's interests when we got into the writing process and really not getting offended if there was if there were notes, right?
Sure.
My wife always tells me that I sound like the singer from Kings of Leon. So I like if we had to just strictly fall in the alternative rock space, and that's perfectly okay with me. Even like taking out those really country rock tunes that we got on the record, which were
I
fun, but
understand.
Queens of Leon. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean
And then
it's
there's a lot of
tough.
there's probably a lot of Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters
Sure.
influence in there. That was probably the other one. Tim just that's good call, Tim.
Nice. I mean
Queens of
that's
Leon.
right. That's a tough part of being in a band is that if you don't all listen to the same thing, chances are you're going to have a little bit of dissonance in what the sound sounds like.
Right.
But at
Yeah.
the end of the day, like, you can't be a band sounding like every other band. So it helps to
Right.
have different,
I think the only song that came from a specific point of view, back to GI, the four track and the record, I texted my buddy. I'm like, hey, I'm writing a dirty Louisiana blues song.
Sure.
And then we jammed the chord progression, and I had this stupid hook that came from like an inside joke about a beach town in our state. And it was one of the funnest songs we jammed on when we were writing.
It came together.
And came together almost immediately. And then Seth, a guitar player, threw these outrageous solos on it, which made it, I mean, just it's like a really cool track. It was the first song we released as a single.
Sure.
So, you know, that's we're just a rock band.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It doesn't need to be more complicated than that. It doesn't need to be more complicated. I do want to say, though, so, you know, I've heard that you're already working on your next project, which great sign, because new music is, you know, never a bad thing. Are you going to be experimenting? Are you going to be trying new things, exploring new sounds?
I think the nature of how we write is always kind of moving in an exploratory direction.
Okay.
So most of the tracks start with a basic riff or a basic idea, and then the rest of the members will hear the first demo, and almost always that gets trash, and we might keep the same progression, but it is a completely different song after it leaves the demo stage. So
sure,
there won't be a concerted effort to like explore new sounds. I think for us,
yeah,
we want to write the next one, the next EP. I think we're going to do, we'll probably just do an EP next, but it's going to be about getting the best group of songs that we can as a group, not really saying we're out to do this particular genre.
And it morphs so much within the band.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't, yeah, we're not at the stage where we can like start experimenting. It's just,
that's okay.
We're still in that. Still now, you know, we get in the room and there's ideas getting thrown out, and we just try and chase the best idea.
It'll change, I mean, so much, yeah, just being together.
Totally. That's what it's all about, is like, at the end of the day, you're the one spending the time and energy to make music. It should be something that you want to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you can't always be making music for other people, as tempting as it is to, you know, have that one big hit. At the same time, like, you want to make what you enjoy.
Well, I mean, I love a lot of big hits, and
well, sure.
But what I mean to say is, like, I know what they sound like, and if I like listening to my own music, then there's probably some elements that I pulled from there that, you know, subconsciously we're trying to do. Like Clouds, for instance, I wrote to be a festival hit. I wrote to be a festival song.
Nice.
Like anthemic. There's a lot of there's a anthemic feel to it. Like, it's huge.
Sure.
And it does well in front of crowds. Like, the band's performance of it was really great with the vocals that we have. And so, like, maybe that is something we might look for. But we're just trying to write really cool songs. And if I like listening to them, if Tim likes listening to them, or the rest of the band likes listening to them, then I think we're on the right path.
Nice. That's what it's all about. What are your live shows looking like?
So we got, we're having a kid in September, so we won't be gigging in September.
That's all right.
We have a showcase next week in New Orleans at an older club, the Hi-Ho Lounge. It's been in the music scene for a while.
Right. Yeah.
Then we have a comeback show in October 14th.
Okay.
In our hometown. Kind of get the feel, and then we're playing on a big festival Better Than Ezra and Marcus King Band and a couple other country acts. We'll be middle of the bill there, so that's kind of what we're building towards, kind of tailoring the live show, like actually like writing and rehearsing and performing a live show. It's got a little bit of, you know, it'll be a little bit of anxiety in that, like trying to write out some extra performance pieces inside of the songs, just because we've got such a deep talent pool of musicians, we can get into the songs and kind of explore a little bit.
That's what I was gonna say, is like, the one of the many things I noticed in your music is like they're perfect vehicles for jamming. And I'm not saying you need to go like the full jam band route or anything like that, but like some of the bridges could be extended and you could really
Right.
just like, let it out.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing
Halfway
for a
from
live
home.
performance.
Halfway from home, the last track on the record is 3 minutes. And when Seth and I sat down for pre-production, he's the other guitar player. We're like, all right, we got to cut this down. Because if we tried to do the live version, it would be a 10-minute song with solos galore
I don't see a problem. That sounds
yeah, for
like
sure.
the best thing
Right,
possible.
but yeah, but you gotta save some of it. Some of it doesn't really work outside of like the live setting when everybody's
Makes sense.
sweaty and having a good time.
Right. Yeah, definitely save it for the live setting and just one last hurrah to really tire out every member in the band
Right.
before you wrap
Yeah.
it. Love that. Do you have a favorite song of yours to perform?
I think right now it's probably, man, that's a hard question. I think Clouds is probably is our best song and the one that we've worked the hardest to make it a live, like to give it its own live performance.
Okay.
That's the one that I feel like everybody feels most satisfied performing live. Telephone Road was the first song on this record that this core group, this group of five guys wrote together that was like,
There
this
it
is a
is. I see
badass
your
rock
face.
song. This is like, all right, let's try and make this a whole record. So that
Sure.
one's really cool. That one's just really tough to sing because the whole screamy thing is.
I understand. Cool. Well, we've got a few months left in the year, and you've kind of highlighted what's going on in terms of shows, and obviously someone's having a kid, so congratulations on that. But musically, professionally, like what are some goals that you'd like to hit? What are some things that you'd like to see happen?
So there's a couple of really big festivals in Louisiana that we haven't been considered for because we haven't had a full release. We love for people, at least in our home state, to kind of get behind the record so we can get on some of those big festivals like New Orleans Jazz Fest that
Sure.
does a really good job of highlighting local acts. And we kind of want to just take the momentum we got from the record and we've got a Yeah, we put a fair amount of content on YouTube. I like to record. I record everything we do, so
Good.
there's always space to make more content.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love for us to put together like a full-fledged tour that's not just Louisiana based,
Sure.
trying to hit the Southeast. That would be the biggest goal we'd have would be to get into Texas a little bit, maybe over to Florida. And get a little traction with the record. We all have full-time jobs, so
Yeah.
some of it's a little bit of a pipe dream, but for sure, like many tours that we could all work around would be the primary goal, getting into the spring and all that stuff kind of opens
Course.
up again. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, yeah, you gotta have long-term goals. You gotta have things to look forward to. And that's kind of the tough part of being an independent band is like you've got your life to worry about and you try to fit it
Right.
in when you can. But yeah,
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. I have one more question to ask you. And
All right.
pretty much the question is for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message you'd like to say to them before they listen to the band for the first time?
If you like big guitars and really tight dynamic rhythms, you're gonna really love this record.
Nice. What about you, Tim?
Damn, what's your message for the people? If they discovered us through this interview first time, then they go and listen to the record.
Enjoy the hooks.
Enjoy the hooks, he said.
I think that's a great answer and a perfect way to wrap this thing up. Please let me plug your music for you one more time here. If everyone out there didn't hear it the first time, the record is called Emotion. The band is called Icarus Jones. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and just generally stay up to date with everything else that is going on. But both Jacob and Tim, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. It sounds like you have an amazing next couple days ahead of you. And I'm kind of jealous because I wish I could see those bands this weekend.
Well, can I ask you a question, Austin, before you wrap up?
Of course.
Did you have a, did you, is there a song on the record that stuck out to you?
Not necessarily. I kind of found the whole thing to be like quite cohesive. It played
nice.
More like an adventurous journey rather than a single by single album. No, I'm serious.
Right.
Like, that's what
it
I
is, it
enjoy
is
the most about records is like,
yeah.
You can sometimes obviously tell like, oh, this one was crafted out so that it would be the big bang on the record. But for me, I would much rather have like 10 super quality tracks than one that just blows the others out of the water.
I think you just peeked into our group text message that I have with our bass player about track listings.
Yeah, they sent it over before. I'm just reading it straight off. No, seriously though, it's fully cohesive and it does flow nicely from start to finish. So that's what I would say.
Awesome. Dude, I really appreciate you having me on. And,
of course.
This was fun. Hopefully we'll do this again on the next record.
I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime though, I hope you both have a great rest of your day. Try not to sweat your ass off too hard, but I think it's kind of unavoidable at this point.
Very lubricated, so I think I'll have that issue.
Love it. All right, take care. I'll talk to you later.
It's awesome. All right.
Bye-bye.